Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. It is a privilege again to share God's word with you this morning. Let us pray. Most wonderful and gracious Father, I come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord Jesus, I ask that you open our hearts and minds and fill us with the understanding of your word, that we may grow and be strengthened to do your will. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. I pray all these things in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. This morning, I want to talk with you about growing while you wait. I recently read that a 2006 survey of more than 1,000 adults discovered that most people take an average of 17 minutes to lose their patience while waiting in line. You can identify with that. Also, most people lose their patience in only 9 minutes while on hold on the phone. Yes, many of us can understand that situation. Now, this was in 2006. I am sure that the numbers have changed. It might only take many people less than 5 minutes to lose their patience. Waiting. Oh, how we do not like to do it, but it seems like it is part of everyday life. And if it is part of everyday life, we must then be determined to grow while we wait. We will develop our Christian character in the process of waiting. It is in the waiting time we grow. It is in the waiting time we develop Christ-likeness. In speaking to the Christians of his day, the Apostle James encouraged them regarding patience. These were the words of encouragement in James 1 verses 2 to 4, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. And he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." As we wait on the Lord, especially when we face trials, our faith is tested. And that testing process produces patience. Let's break it down here. James encourages us to let patience have its perfect work. In other words, wait on the Lord. In faith. Not doubting. In faith. And there are some results. The results are you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Oh, I'm sure all of us would like to come to that level in our walk with the Lord.
to be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. But are we willing to go through the things that is required in the process of waiting? Are we willing to have our faith tested? Are we willing to grow in the wait? We can all agree that the waiting process is difficult and many give up and make the decision to handle the situation their own way, and many of us might take the matters into our own hands. But in doing that, we forfeit the growth and the blessings that comes from God. The word is rich in examples of God's people waiting on God and growing in the wait. Just look at the life of Joseph. His early life. His early life was a process of waiting on the Lord, even in the midst of the various trials. His condition went from bad to worse. He was thrown into a pit, pulled out, only to be sold into slavery in another country. He was wrongly accused and then thrown into prison again, a deep, dark place. This was patience having its perfect work in Joseph's life. And we all can learn from Joseph's life story. The most important thing is that Joseph maintained a close relationship with God. In every trial, the scripture says the Lord was with Joseph. While a slave in Potiphar's house, Genesis 39 and 2 states that the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. They brought him inside. Close relationship. He was in the house. The Lord was with him and he was successful. He was growing in the wait. When Joseph was thrown into prison for the crime he did not commit, the Lord was with him. Genesis 39 and 21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Again, Joseph's faith was tested. But when Joseph's faith was tested in Potiphar's house, we see the truth of his walk, the reality of his walk. For it was there he made the decision to be faithful to God when faced with the opposition, when faced with the temptation. He had his faith tested in Potiphar's house. He made the decision to be faithful to God and refused Lady Potiphar's request to lie with her. Instead, Joseph ran from her. Genesis 39 verses 8 to 9 records the incident. It says, but Joseph refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. Now, here is the most important thing about Joseph's war. He said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? His relationship and his obedience to God was the most important thing. Not his position, not losing his job. It was in relationship with God was the most precious and important thing. So he would not do that wickedness and sin against God. Not for a moment of pleasure. He was not willing. That's his walk. You see, God was perfecting Joseph's walk. He was growing while waiting to be delivered. And many of us might face similar situations and temptations and trials. Sometimes the wait is long. Sometimes the wait drains our strength and may bring thoughts of defeat. We might even get angry with God. We don't know some of the thoughts that Joseph may have had during these trials, but the final action that he took, the final decision that he made, was he was not going to do anything to sin against God. And if we are going to grow in the weight, we too must make that decision that no matter what the temptation, we would live in such a way that we would not sin against God. It is in these times of spiritual crisis that we, like Joseph, must rely on our assurance that God is with us. And we can grow while we wait on the Lord. We hear the cry from the psalmist David in Psalm 27, verses 13 to 14. And the cry was from the heart of David, and he said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That assurance he needed. But then he says in verse 14, that words that gave him strength, words that encouraged him. And he says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are you waiting on the Lord in your particular situation today? Maybe it's a job situation. You are frustrated with your current employment. Do you call in sick just because you do not want to deal with the situation? Or you figure that you can't handle those people? You know, all our reasoning why we can't deal with our situations. You want out. I can't deal with these children. I can't deal with this husband or wife. I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. Today, I encourage you to learn from the scriptures that, like Joseph, we can grow where we are planted. However, we cannot grow if we complain or avoid the situation. We have to face it and accept that it's God's way that will bring us through. Like many of you, I love the praise song, "Don't Mind Waiting." There are words in that song, "Don't Mind Waiting," that gives you that encouragement to hold on, because it recognizes that we need the Lord. It says, "Lord, I need you. Yes, I need you. Jesus, Jesus." It says, "I'm desperate. I am desperate for you." The closer he comes, the louder I get. That assurance that he is there allows us to come to that position, that situation where our hearts cry out, "Don't mind waiting," and really mean it. Do you really mean you don't mind waiting? Are those words truly coming from the depths of your soul? "I don't mind waiting." Are these words of commitment to the Lord? As you sing it, as we all sing it, are these words that we recognize that we commit waiting on him? Do you mind waiting on the Lord? Are you desperate for him? If we are, then we can count it all joy, because we know that our faith is under testing, but the outcome is patience. And if we stay in the trial, if we stay in the game, if we don't move, if we stay where he have positioned us, where he have taken us, God is then perfecting us. And we will be lacking nothing. The trial or the testing you are in right now. Right now, it might seem long, and you might be ready to stop waiting. You want to get out of the process. But I want to leave you with these words of encouragement taken from the book of Isaiah, the prophet. Pen these words in Isaiah 40:31. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Yes, the road is tough, and sometimes we are running and we get weary. And other times we are walking and we feel faint. But I'm here to encourage you today and tell you your strength will be renewed, and you should mount up, and you will have mounted up like with wings of eagles. Yes, you can grow while you wait. Grow while you wait. He shall renew your strength. Thank God. Amen.